The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
The National Ploughing Championships are kicking off on the 16th through the 18th in Offaly. We're joined by the Assistant Director of the National Ploughing Chips, Anna-Marie McHugh. Anna-Marie, good morning.
Morning, Anton.
Oh, busy week for you.
Oh, chaotic, absolutely. Sorry I couldn't be up with you there today. Yeah, chaotic, and the bit of rain is not helping. But look, it's ploughing weather. That's what I keep being told.
Well, give us a sense, because the numbers are horrifying when you think of them logistically. Give us a sort of a headlines of amount of exhibitors, amount of people likely to show up, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, look, to start off with, we've about 800 acres under the, that's what we're using between everything that's happening between exhibition, parking and the ploughing competitions. You're talking about 350 competitors ploughing over the 3 days. So tractors and ploughs and horses and all that coming together for the national finals and qualifiers for world and European competitions. We have international judges too coming from as far as the US. Then exhibition wise, you're talking about 1,500 exhibitors. They're taking up about 120 acres, and in context for people, you're talking about approximately in the trade arena itself about 35 to 39 kilometres of tracking, so that you're brought to every stand that's in the event.
35 to 39 kilometres. So this is the sort of the plastic planks that are put down so you don't sink in the mud.
So that's the kind of logistics there. Over 300 Gardaí involved in running the event. You're talking about volunteers alone, about 700 or 800 at least every day, volunteers alone. And then with all the officials, you know, with all the security companies and various hundreds and hundreds between all the exhibitors having staff. You're into thousands. You're actually into an exhibition on its own before the gates open, because once all our officials are in, all our stewards and all the exhibitors are on their stands, that's as big as a lot of smaller events. You know, because you're talking into probably 10,000 people. And then you open the gates and people come from all over. I suppose the biggest day with buses would be up to 350, 400 buses coming from all over the country. You'll have shuttles going from the train stations for every bus that arrives. So that should be, I would be advising people, take the bus or the train if you can. You get right to the gate, and especially when the weather is the way it is, like the more people we can put on public transport, the better. All the politicians will be down. All the presidential candidates will be down. Loads of celebrity guests coming to the event. And every kind of a seminar and chat and competition you can imagine will be happening, and all the things that the kids love, you know, buying the Hurleys and buying the Grassmen gear and the O'Neills, all of that will be there.
And total numbers that you expect across the 3 days?
Look, our numbers in the last probably 10 years, I suppose, they vary up and down depending on conditions, but anything from over 200,000 to just under 300,000.
Well, I assume you won't have a sleepless night between now and when it wraps, or a full night's sleep between now and when it wraps up. Best of luck with it. Hope it goes well. That is Anna-Marie McHugh, who is the Assistant Director of the National Ploughing Championships.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.